scripture this morning is from Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
Let's have a word of prayer over the scripture reading here this morning. Father, as we expound on these scriptures here this morning and talk about the subject at hand, honoring parents and obedient children, Father, may our minds be open, may our hearts be receptive to all the truths that your scripture wants to teach us here this morning. Father, I hide behind the cross and I just ask, Lord, that the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart will be holy and pleasing to you. And that each and every one of us will learn something, a little something here this morning about how we need to receive and act with this commandment. We trust you and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I guess I don't have to tell you to be seated now, do I? You're already seated. I guess that's part of the routine. This is week number 14 in our sermon series on the Ten Commandments, and we're still on the fifth commandment. We've taken a couple weeks off, the last couple weeks. Last week was Sanctity of Life Sunday. The week before that was Mother's Day, so we took those 2 weeks off as a little break from the commandments. But here we are. We're back to the fifth commandment again. We have already studied this commandment for 2 different weeks, and now this is our 3rd week on it. So the fifth commandment, which is found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, as given by God to Moses on Mount Sinai about 1440 BC, about a month after the Exodus from Egypt, God gives Moses these words, and we call it the fifth commandment, and it says this: honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. We've been saying all along that the commandments and all that Mosaic law was just that, part of the Mosaic law. How much of that Mosaic law do we need to obey and believe and go with here in the New Covenant? We are New Testament, New Covenant people. Well, I said earlier, many weeks ago, if the commandment is repeated in the New Testament, then we honor that commandment and we obey that commandment. And as you can see, Don just read right from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, there we have it almost word for word. So yes, we are certainly under this commandment. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 4. And it actually adds a little bit more. It adds a verse that says, children, obey your parents. So we're going to get into that here in a little bit. But let's quickly review what we've studied the first 2 weeks, because we want to remember that foundation. First week we talked about honor. What is honor? Honor means to give recognition to or to show respect and proper respect for. For who? Two things: for who that person is, and number two, the position that they hold. And it goes far beyond parents. I, as a bivocational pastor, I work 40 hours a week. I am to show honor to my boss because of the position that she holds. So it goes much further than just honoring father and mother. And the last time that we talked about this commandment, 3 weeks ago, we said that for children to be obedient and for children to honor their parents, they must be taught by their parents to do so. Because a child, no matter if it's male or female, no matter if it's me or you or any other child, we are all born with the human condition. And the human condition does not want to do what God wants us to do. Parents need to teach their children to do this. Many years ago, a woman by the name of Hillary Clinton wrote a book, and she says this, that it takes a village to raise a child. Unfortunately, Mrs. Clinton, God's word disagrees with you. God's word says this, that it takes dedicated and loving parents to raise a child, that they are the ones to do that, not everybody else. If we did it God's way, we wouldn't need a village. We just need good, dedicated, loving parents to do that. And as Christian parents, we are to be holy. We are to be separate. We are to be set apart. And we're not to be like what? The world. We're not like the world out there. We are different. We do things different. We do things God's way. We looked into this issue of honor and obedience from the standpoint, this was 3 weeks ago, from the standpoint of a child who is still living under the roof and under the care of his or her parents. And today we're going to look at it in a little different way. We're going to look at obedience, which is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says this, "Children, obey your parents, for this is right in the Lord." We're going to look at obedience from the standpoint of a child who has kind of grown up and left the nest. The question then becomes, must children who are grown up, left the nest, out on their own, maybe married, maybe living single, whatever, they're not living with mommy and daddy anymore, do they need to continue to be obedient to their parents? That's the question we're going to answer here this morning. I look at my own parental experience with my 2 children. Our son, Corey, he's 39 years old now. Our daughter, Carrie, she's 33. But while these 2 children were living under our roof, Gail and I would instruct them on certain things. Certain things such as, and the common things, kids, clean up your room. Kids, do your homework. Here's the TV programs that you can watch, and here's the ones that you're not allowed to watch. And also other things, these things are sinful, these things are not sinful. So these are the things you shouldn't be doing, these are the things you should be doing. We also instructed them on, as they got older into their teen years, that certain friends that we kind of just did not want them hanging around, and certain places that we just did not want them to go. Why did we do this? Well, because of our love for our children, we would give them commands that were in their best interest to help mold them, hopefully, into responsible young adults. At some point in time, they're going to grow up and they're going to leave the nest and they're going to be out on their own, making their own decisions. But I'm sure that you did the exact same thing with your children too, because you love them. Story time with Pastor Mike. I still remember we had told our daughter who we wanted her to love. We knew who the good friends were, who the bad ones were. But we told her places she could go and some places that really she should not be. One night, Carrie said she's going out with her friends. Probably early teens, 13, 14, 15, I don't know. But she was going out with her friends. And I don't remember some of those details, so forgive me for that. But this detail I do remember. We get a phone call. That was back when you had landlines. Remember landlines? We got a phone call, and it's one of the parents of one of Carrie's friends. "Do you know where our daughters are?" "No, we thought that they were out doing such and such with such and such." "Well, they are at the pool hall in downtown Stanton." One of the places we told our daughter, "You cannot go." Gail and I immediately got into the car and decided to pay the pool hall a visit. Now, we had never been there, so we had to find this place. Well, we found it down there on East Beverly Street, and we walk in, and there's Carrie standing beside that pool table with her cue stick in her hand, just as if she was an old pro at this game. But you should have seen the look on her face when Mom and Dad walked in. She had no idea we were going to show up. She didn't need to say anything. We didn't need to say anything. She put the cue stick down and followed us out to the van. And very quietly came home with Mom and Dad. Now, she might know more to the story than that, but I just wanted to point that story out for this. We bring our kids up with good, sound advice, don't we? These are things that we have learned are good and bad, and we don't want our kids making bad decisions. That was a bad decision. But what about now? Let's talk about now. Let's look at it from two standpoints. Let's look at it from the standpoint that we're the parents. Our children are now adults. They've left the nest and they're living out on their own. They're gone. Are our grown children, question, are our grown children still held accountable to obey us as their parents? And the next question, which goes right along with that, looking at it from the other perspective, are we as adults who have left the nest, are we still held accountable to obey our parents? Let me give you the short answer to that. The command in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it's neither optional nor is it conditional. Children, obey your parents. I don't see anywhere in there where it says, oh, as soon as you hit 18, all bets are off. Or as soon as you leave the nest, all bets are off. Or as soon as you do this and get married and move away, all bets are off. Children, obey your parents. For this is right in the sight of the Lord. So with this biblical command in mind, oh my goodness, Mike, do you realize the can of worms you just opened up? Of course I do. With this biblical command in mind, let's look at this issue now from a practical standpoint. As a parent, me, as a parent with grown adult children, sometimes it is best, and I'm sure you'll agree, it is best to just stay out of their affairs. Just let it go. They are gone from the nest. They're old and they're grown. Leave them alone. Let them make their own decisions. And maybe you as parents have kind of let that whole thing go, like we have. On the other hand, there's always another hand. On the other hand, sometimes it just might be the right thing to do for us to stick our parental noses right smack dab in the middle of their business. Wisdom is knowing the difference. When do I stay away? When do I act? And that's where we need to go to the book of Proverbs. And the best place to find wisdom in the Word of God is the book of Proverbs. Now, I read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 before. I'm not going to read it again. Read that during our scripture time. But if you're seeking wisdom, if you're seeking advice, if you're seeking counsel over certain things, where's the best place to go? You go to Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Now, written by the wisest man in the world, all inspired by God. But here's a good example of a proverb, and we need to use this. And the Proverbs say this, and I used this 3 weeks ago. It says this, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. What do we have there? The first thing we have is this. We have a mother and we have a father who are on the same page, who are instructing their children. The father's instruction, the mother's teaching. And they're both coming together to raise that child in the right way. Well, the first time that this proverb is used is in Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 8. Now, I'm going to go there because there's a little more to it, and I want to make sure that we read the rest of this because this really gets interesting. Proverbs chapter 1, if you're there, go to verse number 8, and I'm going to read 8 through 19, and then we're going to actually read it again in a different place. Proverbs 1, 8 through 19, listen to this. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. There it is. There's the verse that I just read. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood. Let's waylay some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us and we will share a common purse. My son, do not go along with them.
Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. Now, there's some great words of advice from a parent to a son. Did you know that that verse is found somewhere else? Turn to Proverbs chapter 6, just a couple chapters after that. Let's go to chapter 6, verses 20 through 29. And it's going to kind of sound the same, but it's going to kind of sound different. We'll talk about the differences and how this relates to obedience. Chapter 6, verse 20. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. There we have that verse again. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light. And the corrections of discipline are the way to life, keeping you from, here we go, the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of the wayward wife. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For the prostitute reduces you to a loaf of bread, and the adulteress preys upon your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. Wow. We have both of those segments of Scripture starting off the same way. Hey, son, listen to your father's instruction and your mother's teaching. But one of them is saying this, stay away from evil men. And the other one is saying this, stay away from evil women. Evil comes in all flavors, my friends. Not just men, not just women. It's out there. And it wants to take down people just like me and you. So let me get back to the topic at hand. Adult children. How do I want to use these verses? Let me say this. If I knew that my 39-year-old son was being enticed into a sinful situation by evil men, and he was going to do something very evil with them, or if my 39-year-old son was being lured into a sinful situation by a very smooth-talking adulterous woman, you bet that daddy is going to be poking my parental nose right smack dab in the middle of his business and instructing him to flee from such people. He better be obeying his parents, and I don't care how old he is, because the right thing to do is always the right thing to do, and the right thing to encourage our kids is always the right thing to encourage our kids. I don't care how old they are. So why would we be so bold as to instruct our adult children? Come on, Mike, they're old, they're out on their own. Because I just said, obeying the word of God is always the right thing to do. And if an old parent, like me, is giving their adult children instruction in the Lord, it makes no difference if that child is 5 or if that child is 75. Instruction in the Word of God is always the instruction in the Word of God. And it makes no difference if you are that old parent who's giving the instruction, or if you're that adult child who's receiving that instruction. The command remains the same. Children, obey your parents, for it is right in the Lord to do that. But we know this. Come on, we're all grown up adults, and we all come from different walks of life, things like that. we all know that things change a little bit as we grow older. And when Gail and I, when we go to visit our children, we no longer walk into their house and tell them, "Hey, Corey, take out the trash." Or we don't go and tell them to do their homework, or, "Hey, Carrie, you really need to clean up your garage." Those things just don't happen anymore. We move on to another phase in our Christian walk. So as adult Christian children, we find the words that our parents give us more along the lines of godly wisdom and good advice more than we do direct commands. And as adult children, we find that when we obey our parents, when they give us godly counsel, or when we listen to their good advice because they're wise and experienced, that is a way that we can truly honor them regardless of how old they are, or how old we are, or how old our children are. Regardless of our age, their age, our children's age, this command in Ephesians is neither optional and it's not conditional. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Next week, one more week on the fifth commandment. We're not done yet. Next week, we're going to talk about, it's going to get real heavy next week. We're going to talk about difficult parents. Let's pray.